There are some shocking results for Indigenous Australians in the latest statistics measured by the Productivity Commission. Imprisonment and juvenile detention rates have worsened compared to non-Indigenous Australians, and the suicide rate was almost twice the rate of non-Indigenous people. Some positives have emerged, including that the life expectancy gap has closed. Political correspondent Louise Yaxley joins me with this snapshot of the latest figures. And Louise, where have the gaps widened?
Chris, the Productivity Commission shows that the suicide rate for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Australians between 2008 and 2012 was almost twice the rate of non-Indigenous Australians. And the number of people, Indigenous people admitted to hospital for intentional self-harm went up by nearly 50%. And it was pretty stable for non-Indigenous Australians. So that's where we get a widening, because while stable in the non-Indigenous community, it's getting worse for Indigenous Australians. Mental health shows up as a significant issue. The rate of Indigenous people reporting high levels of psychological distress was almost three times higher than for other Australians. Disturbingly, access to clean water, functional sewage and electricity has also gone backwards in the 5 years to 2012-13. It dropped from 83% to 78%. And many of these gaps are getting wider because of that factor that some are stable for the non-Indigenous community. The incarceration rate for Aboriginal people went up 57% in the 13 years since 2000, but it was fairly steady for non-Indigenous Australians. And for young people, there's also a big gap there. Indigenous young people are in juvenile detention at around 24 times the rate of non-Indigenous youth.
Were there any positives in this report?
Yes, there are, Chris. The life expectancy gap has narrowed. In about 5 years, it's closed a little for both men and women, but there is still a significant difference. Indigenous men live 10 years less than other Australian men, and these figures show that Indigenous women die 9.5 years earlier. But that gap is narrowing slowly. And child mortality rates have improved significantly. So between 1998 and 2012, there's been a big fall. And also in the rate of children dying in their first year. In 1998, the statistics showed a rate of 14 Indigenous deaths per 1,000 babies born, and that's down to 5, a big change. And there are more Indigenous people finishing year 12, a big positive. That's up significantly. And employment's showing up as a positive, with more Indigenous people getting their main income from a job rather than welfare, and an increase in those in full-time work and those in managerial positions. So some positives there. Some indicators haven't changed over time, and they include disability, chronic disease, and there's still relatively high rates of family and community violence.
Political correspondent Louise Yaxley, thank you.